6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and it's Friday, May 27, 2022. Oh, Memorial Day weekend is coming upon us. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Lots of news happening, lots of things happening, and stuff, of course, new news, revealing details. And, of course, we have the Memorial Day special at the Power Mall, free shipping on all orders. $200 and up, drop ship products and Miracle 2 products excluded, because Miracle 2 products are currently on sale, 10% off all Miracle 2 products, in addition to Willard water products, 10% off on those two. The sale is from Friday today through Monday, May 30th. The Power Mall order line will be closed in observance of Memorial Day this Monday, the 30th. So you're going to place your orders 24/7 online. We'll get them processed and out to you as soon as we can. Today, Rick Kaler from Rick Satellite USA is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. James of Liberty Monks podcast going to be joining us at the top of next hour to talk about the assault on people's constitutional rights in 2020. Oh, yeah. Should be an interesting conversation. And, of course, we got lots of news, lots of things happening. I want to just touch briefly on a couple of things happening, and one of them is Sweden. Their government is recommending a fifth dose of the COVID-19 vaccine for people age 65 and over and at-risk groups that are under 65, which includes those who are immunocompromised and pregnant women. Now, at-risk groups under 65 also include people with heart and lung disease, according to the Swedish Public Health Agency, but still, knowing that the Comirnaty from Pfizer-BioNTech and Spikevax from Moderna, both of which are based on mRNA technology, are being used. And, of course, they call them vaccines. Why shouldn't they? Everybody's used to hearing that word by now. They're all brainwashed into believing, oh, this is a vaccine. This is going to prevent me from getting Bart. It's going to prevent you from getting COVID. You need to take it. Well, Homer. Yeah. There you go. The Simpsons. Yeah, they've all taken it, too, probably. They're all woke. So, you know, here's the thing. If you're going to take that, then I don't know what Sweden must be trying to call the herd, so to speak. It's all I can think of when I hear stuff like this. And pregnant women, they obviously don't want them having kids. They want more miscarriages and deaths. So this is what's going to do. Keep an eye on Sweden, folks. Yeah, Jorda Fjorda Gump and Jiminy got their jab in the arm. All right, we got a court fight looming over a UK supermarket's cat ban. Believe it or not, an autistic man is taking supermarket giant Sainsbury's to court for refusing entry to his special needs cat. That's right, Chloe. That's right. Ian Fenn, designer and writer from London, says the ban on Chloe, who helps him in daily life, is limiting his independence. He says that she helps him stay calm, but the supermarket argues that cats, unlike assistance dogs, present risks to food hygiene. The case might set a legal precedent if it has to be ruled on by top judges. Well, let's see, if you're going to let assistance dogs in, then not letting a cat in would be discriminatory, would it not? I don't know. We'll see what happens on that. There's an article or two on your email blast, which we dutifully will make sure you get in your inbox after the show, with a repeat of this broadcast for those of you that missed any of the juicy details of what we're about to get into. 9 minutes after the hour, Central Time. And here's the thing about what happened. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, our wheelchair politician, gets online in a press conference and declares falsehoods to the media, who immediately rebroadcast them. Beto O'Rourke, who would love nothing more than to politicize what happened in Uvalde with a shooting, 19 students dead and two teachers, and the shooter, of course, will never know why he did it, because they shot him. The guy might have been a nutbag. He might have had Manchurian candidate crap in his brain. I don't know. We don't know. How are we going to know? Just like Waco and Ruby Ridge, they cover up the evidence. So nobody knows. Government is held harmless for whatever they did. But see, here's the real problem. They all told us that the gunman, Salvador Ramos, engaged gunfire with the resource officer who was armed. Now come to find out, there was no armed resource officer. He let himself in the back door after ripping rounds outside the school. And, of course, police, here's where it gets good. Oh, yes, we engaged the shooter. No, you didn't. You stood outside the building for 40 minutes, and we had cameras, just like George Floyd, all over again. We got to ask ourselves, you know, why didn't people call other agencies? Oh, no, because Border Patrol was there. I got a question. Uvalde is quite a ways from the border. If the Border Patrol agents responded to that shooting, who the hell was watching the border? That's what I want to know. How many people got through the border that were unchecked? We call them gotaways. How many of these insurgents that could create sleeper cells in America for day X or whatever you want to call it? How many of those got through? Because Border Patrol was up playing around with this thing, standing outside, twiddling their thumbs among other body parts. Wondering,
wonder when we should go in. Oh, yeah, we can find him to the classroom, all right.
A classroom full of kids who all got shot up. See, here's the thing. You know, oh, well, we didn't have the proper response equipment. You had a gun, didn't you? I mean, I got to ask these questions. These are logical questions. Even the parents want to know. They're standing outside going, look, give us your gun. We'll go in there. Nope, you can't do that. Well, that would be a violation of federal law. Only law enforcement are allowed to have, you know. Stuff's got to change here, folks. I mean, the police got to wait 40 minutes and let an 18-year-old gunman go in and start shooting up the place and taking lives. Well, the state, of course, said, well, they're allowed to not have a resource officer. They're not, you know, well, we have a gun-free zone. You know, that's kind of like a signal to all wannabes. If you have a gun-free zone, if you're a Democrat, please put a sign in your yard that says this house is occupied by an unarmed Democrat, because that's the first place they're going to go. They're going to take you out. Got it? This is about as stupid as their logic of gun control, which is exactly what they did. Beto O'Rourke did it at Governor Abbott's press conference, where he was telling people falsehoods and giving people misinformation about what happened, and now the police are all backtracking. Well, of course, they had the FBI there. Who do you think's telling the police to backtrack? And here's another issue of, just like COVID, you ready for that? The narrative. It's all about the narrative, folks. What are we going to do about changing up the narrative? Well, let's see. We can't just come right out and tell them that we didn't do something. Let's tell them what we did do, but change the narrative up a little bit so we can say, oh, wait, new update, correction. You know, here's the thing about the media. They never apologize for the crap they do, which is why Kyle Rittenhouse is suing them. So when you're sitting there calling people a nut job, we don't know why he was a nut job and why he did what he did, why he shot his grandmother, stole her car, crashed it, started shooting at funeral home people, ripped rounds outside the school, then went inside the school, and the cops just stood there, and parents, they got video letting out. Tucker Carlson had a ton of that last night on the show. We were watching it, stayed up late to watch it. We got a lot of stuff going on around here, so we decided to sit up and watch Tucker and watch the video that witnesses were taking. People across the street were watching this whole thing unfold, watching the police stand outside twiddling their thumbs. And then they got on TV, of course. DPS got on TV, that's the Department of Public Safety, and started ranting about how they engaged the shooter. Yeah. After how long? Yeah, see, this is the problem I have. You are all victims of misinformation and disinformation. And what they don't want you to know, you will never know. All those people that were crushed to death in that school bus buried in the ground in Waco at the Branch Davidian compound, you will never know what happened despite all the little TV movies they made. And they demonized Vernon Howell, David Koresh. They demonized him like they do everybody else, just like they did demonize the shooter. See, there's only so much demonization that you can do to an individual. If the guy is dead, you really think he's going to care whether you demonize him or not? He's not around to sue you. Kyle Rittenhouse, on the other hand, is around to sue you, and he's going to take issue with the media. And rightly so. I wish he'd sue Biden for calling him a white supremacist. The honky. You know, I'm just, you know, sick and tired of this stuff. They want to call me a racist. You go right ahead. There were a lot of Hispanic kids that were killed in there. My heart goes out to all of them, and God be with all their families. And not only that, but Irma Garcia's husband, Joe. Irma was one of the teachers killed in the school. her husband just died of a broken heart, according to the family. I mean, it just got to him so bad, he died as a result of a medical emergency. Love of his life gone after more than 25 years was too much for him to handle, according to the family. And we have a printout of the 21 victims who died in the Texas school shooting. And, of course, you know, that's online as well. Ava Morales, 44. And Irma Garcia. So you look at all of this stuff and listen to the excuses. Multiple law enforcement sources revealing to Breitbart, Texas, part of the delay in stopping the barricaded elementary school shooter hinged on a deadly mix of the shooter's defensive tactics and the lack of needed gear. Really? See, a lot of the media is reporting he had two assault rifles with him, yet eyewitness accounts said he had one. They said he had a bag of arms, which when the school resource officer started shooting, he dropped the bag and ran inside the school. Yet now we're told there was no resource officer there at all. What are we to believe when the police get on that microphone? Just like James Kallstrom at TWA Flight 800, and we all thought that Flight 800 had a mechanical engine failure, yet people saw a missile launched from the Brookhaven lab, and FBI agent James Kallstrom gets on the microphone in his little, you know, what do they call that dog? The cartoon dog that talks like this. You know, the sheriff. You know which one I'm talking about with the droopy jowls? Yeah, he's got an honest face, right? He sits there on the mic, on his microphone on TV, and sits there and tells you the narrative. It's all about the narrative. And you see how they twisted it in this? I mean, ask yourself these questions. This is all just logic. You look at something for what it is. You see eyewitness accounts. You see cell phone video they took. You know, who are you going to call? The guy across the street, Hispanic gentleman, he's out there watching the whole thing. It's what he told Tucker Carlson, watching the whole thing. And he watched the cops stand out there with all the gunfire going on in the school. And parents are out there screaming at the cops, go in there and do something. I'll go in and get my kid. In fact, one woman did. She went in, got her two young sons out of there, and ran out of the building with them. So, you know, when you're looking at the situation like this and you got boots on the ground, you can say, well, frankly, everybody was in a panic. You don't know what you would have done. Now, if you are a law enforcement officer and you raised your hand and you took an oath to protect and serve, not harass and oppress, that's my whole theme here. Why didn't you do your job? Why did you feed a narrative to your governor who then turned around and did his little boo-hoo on the microphone and politicized it, as well as Biden, as well as O'Rourke, as well as Schumer? Oh, little Chucky, he had to have a little child's play, too. He had to pull out the knife and stick it in the back of Congress. This is what Chucky does, folks. Got a real problem. His last name is Schumer. What kind of nationality is that? I'll let you answer that question. I'm not going to answer it. I don't want to be called an anti-Semite. I have a lot of Jewish friends, folks. I got an attorney who's Jewish. Do you want to test me? So it's one of these things that I have, you know, I'm supposed to love everybody. That's what God says. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And we got all these people politicizing what's going on in Uvalde. And, you know, it's really coincidental. And a lot of people are going to say, well, it was planned because they wanted to shed light on the fact the NRA was having their national convention in Houston. So we want to let's have a little weapon of mass distraction. What do you say to that? And so there's legislation proposed called the Luke and Alex School Safety Act, which would require Department of Homeland Security to establish a clearinghouse on the best school safety practices after consulting with education, justice, and health officials. Ah, this is another committee paid for with your tax dollars. But wait, there's more. Left-wing New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, you know, little twit, received a rapturous response Thursday at Harvard University, park the car in Harvard Yard. She outlined her government's commitment to strict gun control laws, linking them to the defense of democracy. Yes, we'll have a great democracy if we could just take away everybody's guns. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't it be hunky-dory? Ha. Half of you out there are shaking your head no, and you have a right to do that. If there was an armed resource officer that was doing his job, you got to ask yourself that too, because now you're reflecting on the Luke Hoyer and Alex Schachter Safety Act, the School Safety Act. Both of these students were killed at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida in 2008. Now the deal is there. The guy is still living. The shooter's still alive. He's going to be in prison the rest of his life. If they don't juice him first or give him old Sparky. That's what they did to Ted Bundy. They had Fry Bundy Day. Remember that? So, you know, we're getting mixed stories, and you don't know what to believe, and this is exactly what they did to us with COVID. It's exactly what they're doing to us here. I still don't know why. Some of you may be thinking this is a false flag attack. I can't get it through my head how it would benefit an outcome other than 19 dead kids and 2 dead teachers. What did it serve other than some guy getting his yayas off being allowed to buy an AR-15 with 327 rounds of ammunition and several 30-round clips? Yep, they're allowed to do it. It was legal. So you're going to call him a white supremacist? See, here's the thing about demonization. It's over. The guy's dead. They finally shot him, but not until he took out 19 students and 2 teachers. Again, how many Wacos and Ruby Ridges is it going to take before people wake up and understand we are being lied to? We are not being told the truth. Our constitutional rights are being stripped away little by little. We sit idly by watching, what, a Roseanne grab her crotch singing the national anthem at the San Diego Padres game? I mean, come on, what are we doing here? You know, like the Sopranos. Hey, you paying attention? Lee Greenwood, Larry Gatlin, and Larry Stewart have all pulled out of performing at the National Rifle Association in response to the school shooting. In a statement to Fox News, Larry Gatlin says he cannot in good conscience perform at a time like this. I wonder about their political beliefs here. You know, they're strong believers in the Second Amendment. That's what Larry Stewart said. He acknowledged the NRA's work in protecting the Second Amendment. I mean, there's a lot of Second Amendment groups out there that are pro-gun. 3 performers dropping out come shortly after American Pie singer Don McLean pulled out of performing for the same reasons, according to Breitbart. And, of course, the attacks on the Second Amendment continue to fester. On Wednesday, a Louisiana Senate committee passed a bill that prohibits state and local law enforcement of any federal gun control implemented on or after January 1st, 2022. Now, you understand, passed a bill that would prohibit state and local enforcement of any federal gun control. Now, that's a good thing. If you read it right, passage into law would take a first step toward stopping federal acts that infringe on the right to keep and bear arms within the state of Louisiana. But of course, you have to look at other things too, like what the bill actually does. Yeah, it places taxes and fees on firearms, accessories. Oh, let's make a buck while we're doing it, as long as everybody wants to own a gun. See, I got a problem with that, too, because, see, here's another revenue grab. Gee, I wonder what these morons are going to do when the cashless society finally gets here and they can't just tap into people because people, I mean, they literally, you really think that the powers that be are going to allow you to go out and buy a weapon with crypto, whatever they got? You really think they're going to let you do that? No, see, this is the time to start stocking up on guns, food, and ammo. Because if, in fact, they are able to pull off this cashless nonsense they're talking about, you will not have access when they locate you and find out exactly how you think. And if you object, guess what? You get cut off for the week. You don't get any food. The former Hillary Clinton campaign lawyer who's on trial, Michael Sussman, for allegedly lying to the FBI, is not going to take the stand in his own defense. He's agreed not to testify after speaking with his lawyers when asked by U.S. Judge Christopher Cooper, who's overseeing the case. Cooper told Sussman he's got the right to testify, but chose to forgo that right. So you can read about that story, too. I'm not going to talk much more about that because we still haven't gotten to the bottom of this. Any which way you look at it, Hillary is connected to it. We all know that. It's just a matter of time before they drag it out of somebody. And that somebody will probably end up dead, just like Vince Foster. One thing I don't normally report is stuff off of ABA Journal, American Bar Association. But, you know, sometimes they point things out. I just kind of chuckle. A county judge in West Texas was arrested on charges of livestock theft and engaging in organized criminal activity. Loving County Judge Skeet Jones, 71, charged along with three other men following a year-long investigation, accused of picking up and selling stray cattle. He's the highest elected official in Loving County, Texas. According to NBC News, word of the arrest spread faster than a prairie fire with a tailwind through this West Texas county, population 57 as the last Census Bureau estimate. You can just imagine that. Loving County, Texas, population 57. Salute! Yeah, a little hee-haw humor there for you. A county judge. Gotta love that, right? Republican Texas AG Ken Paxton accused of making dishonest statements in election litigation in an ethics petition filed by the Commissioner for Lawyer Discipline of the State Bar. Well, you know, if he's running for office, of course they're going to dig dirt up on him. Paxton's suit to overturn the election results in the battleground states of Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Supreme Court tossed the case, citing a lack of standing to challenge the election results in other states. Petition was filed in Collin County, Texas, said Paxton's pleadings contained a lot of different misrepresentations. We'll leave that up to you to read. But in the meantime, Rick Kaler's coming up after the bottom of the hour break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stop and think for a minute. What's going on in your world today? We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-982 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fat fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
After the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Friday, May 27, 2022, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. One other little note here before we get to our upcoming guest. My wife was just looking on Nextdoor. That's one of these neighborhood chat rooms, and somebody from Uvalde, Texas posted. I mean, it really hit home when you open up your screen and you see something from someone in Uvalde saying, look, we don't need your politics. We need your love and support and prayers and donations at this time to help us get through this. God bless you for whoever you were that posted that on Nextdoor. And I'm just, you know, we pray for everybody there in our continued support and just lift the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and God the Father watching over this situation to make sure we get the truth, because that's what everybody wants. We're tired of being confused. And you know what's really neat? About not being confused, about knowing where the truth is, where to find it. And here is an interesting way to do it. Know where to look. And you see, we have somebody on the phone with us right now. He's been on the show before, does an outstanding job. He's got a satellite system that just literally kicks butt. Rick and Bobby Kaler, by the way, are a God-fearing, God-loving couple that believe in Jesus Christ. Their husband and wife team, they work together in a small home-based business that used to only be a hobby. And so, you know, when we have them on the show, it's because we want to reach out and touch somebody. We want to give them an opportunity, because a lot of Power Hour listeners actually listen to the show with Rick Kaler's satellite system. And he's got a website, ricksatelliteusa.com, ricksatelliteusa.com. If you have not been to the website, you need to go there. Been up there for quite a while. Rick's been in business for 14 years, and he supports the Patriot Movement. And the Power Hour, I mean, it's like he's in our back pocket, if you know what I mean. Because, you know, without listeners and without the means to listen, you're not going to get the truth. Right, Rick?
Hey, the Power Hour is the bread to my butter. Hey, Dave, it's great to be on the show with you. Hi, Catherine. Hi, Jay. Hi to Todd over there at Global Star Radio. And how nice it is to talk to all your great listeners and supporters of the Power Hour. This is like coming to a family reunion for me, Dave. Even with all the bad news, it's a great day to be alive, and equally as great to be on the air with you again to talk about our Rick Satellite, Global Star Satellite System, so you can listen to the Power Hour in crystal clear audio. Thanks for having us on, Dave. It's great to be with you again.
Well, Rick Kaler, we appreciate you taking the time and the opportunity with both you and your wife, you know, because she has to let loose of you for the half hour we're on here. You and Bobby have gone through some pretty hard times the past 10 years with losing Bobby's younger brother to a brain tumor, or mom to pancreatic cancer, or father to bad health, old age. Lost your parents to murder and robbery in a Bible store, of all places. So, I mean, you know, when we talk about stuff like this, I mean, it's got to hit home. And then, of course, your colon ruptured, and you almost, you know, left the earth. Thank God for modern medicine, the right stuff.
Yeah, and Joyce Riley, she was a big part of helping me pull through that. God bless her, and we think about her every day. It's great to hear her doing the commercials on the Power Hour. And, hey, we're just glad we're still here and got a wife that loves us and cares for us and helped pull us through us. And we got the friends and followers of the Patriot radio programs and people like you and the Power Hour and Catherine and Jay that we've had great relationships over all these years. And we've had great relations with a lot of your listeners and a lot of Joyce's listeners over the years. And a lot of them had the systems now for, you know, 14 years or so, and they still listen this way. The satellite system that we have offers free TV and free radio channels. There's no contracts to sign. There's no monthly fees. Once you purchase the equipment, it's yours, and once you install it and it's working, Big Brother can't monitor what you watch or listen. So we think that's important as well. We know some people still listen on shortwave. Of course, you can listen on the internet. You can listen on some AM and FM radio stations. But the satellite system gives you that freedom of not being tied to the phone or to the internet. And besides the Power Hour live, like right now, it's being broadcast on Galaxy 19, the satellite at 97 degrees west. You can also catch two complete replays of the Power Hour. There's one on at 3 a.m. and another at 7 a.m. Central. So if you miss the live broadcast going on right now, you got a chance the next morning to catch replays of it. We think it's a good system with a lot of good value. Together a lot of good news from one system that you might not be able to get anyplace else.
Well, that's great, Rick. Now, the thing is it's just TV and radio. It's not internet.
Correct. We don't sell any systems that you have to have contracts to and pay a monthly fee. So we're all about what we call FTA, or free to air. So there are high-speed internet satellite systems available, like HughesNet or WildBlue, but they're a monthly fee. So no, you can't get internet with our system. But if you do have internet, the satellite receiver we have now has an internet app in it where you can connect to your existing internet and actually have access to around 4,000 to 5,000 or more actually streaming radio and TV channels besides what you can actually pick up off of the satellite on Galaxy 19.
Well, that's amazing. For those of you out there that have never listened to the show when Rick Kaler has been on here, we get into some pretty technical stuff. And it's okay, because, see, this is the only way. This is not an infomercial, because, I mean, we're talking to a God-fearing person here who is an entrepreneur, and he's been one for over 14 years. So, you know, when you are dealing in a small home-based business, a lot of us are doing it. And it's not because we were forced to, because of COVID or some other, you know, cockamamie narrative that was invented by the government. We're doing it because we love America and because we love the idea of serving others. That's one of the reasons why entrepreneurs are there. And so this is one of the reasons why we have Rick on. It's not an infomercial to sell satellite systems. It's a way to talk about business, talk about acumen, talk about technical, and educate people. Because, see, people get inspired by stuff like this, and it motivates them to go out and do better, which is all about, if you can get free TV and radio and you don't have a monthly fee, I mean, that's one less contract the government has, or these people that want to institute a cashless society. This is one less thing they have over you. And so that's another important reason why we have Rick on the show. So, Rick, let's talk about the equipment that is needed to go in the system to get it hooked up.
Okay, Dave. Boy, you really talk about it great, and you even opened mine up to some other lines of thought about this. But what this system consists of is a round satellite dish. It's a 90-centimeter dish, so it measures about 39 inches. And it's parabolic, so we aim it to the south to this one satellite called Galaxy 19. So besides the satellite dish, it comes with a satellite receiver, our SX87WL Octagon brand satellite receiver. Does all the new types of signals. This is, once again, the technical stuff, MPEG-2, MPEG-4, MPEG-5, and I'll stop there. There's lots of other modulations that go with it, but it's a powerful little receiver that does a really good job. So you got the satellite dish, the receiver, and the installation kit, which comes with the hardware to mount the dish outside, some clips for attaching the coax cable as you bring it inside, and 100 feet of coax cable and a grounding block to allow those that want to ground it to ground it. And that's the entire system, the dish, the satellite receiver, the installation kit. We sell the complete system for $269, including shipping. So there's not a lot of hardware, but with that, there's currently over 100 free TV stations and over 50 radio channels. Now, there's a lot of foreign programming, but on the radio side, which is why we're on your show and why we've been promoting this system for so many years. It includes two radio channels from Todd Waits' Global Star Radio Network, and one Scriptures for America, and the other, that Star, the name of that channel is Star One, and then there's Star Three, and that's where you can catch the Power Hour live. You can catch a couple of replays during the day. You can also catch other shows like Jeff Rentz, Pastor Butch and Call to Decision, the Hagman Report Live, and they also have a replay of that. Ted Brewer, Health Master Show, live and a replay. Viewpoint with Charles Krismer, Lifeline, Voice of Evangelism, and there's quite a few others that Todd has on his network as well. You can also pick up the Republic Broadcasting Network. They've got some good. Hey, I want to mention one other on Todd's network, Global Star, Kurt Wilson. He's been a longtime supporter of Rick Satellite and our satellite system, the armchair survivalist on Sundays. He's a really good guy and has a lot of good information that he puts out there, so we appreciate him. But Republic Broadcasting Network, John Moore, Mark Anderson, Chris Hinckley, Jeffrey Bennett, Lee Austin, and also American Voice Radio. So there's some really good conservative, patriot-style, health alternative radio stations where you can get all this stuff together on one system, and you actually hook this up to your TV set. So you'd be listening to the shows through the TV. It is possible to hook it up to a stereo, so there are other ways that you can utilize it by getting an FM transmitter and such. But that's a rundown of what I think are some of the most important radio stations. Now, there's also, like I said, over 100 TV stations, and there's some good TV stations on there as well. We have one world news station left, which is Press TV out of Iran. I'm surprised that it's still broadcasting, but it is. After the Russia-Ukraine scenario, Russia Today, which we've had there for several years, was suddenly taken off the air. As of this morning, it's still a black screen with just a tone. So we don't know when that's going to come back. But what's really interesting, Russia Today disappears, and now China TV News has also appeared on Galaxy 19. So it's interesting how these things happen, but it's still good. I like to get news from other sources as well, and then listen to you and my other patriot conservative folks that give me the truth that I need to hear and compare with what I hear to help me make up my own mind as to what's right and wrong.
Well, see, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? Everything. That's what it's all about, is knowing the truth.
Yeah, if you listen to some of this other news and then come on and listen to you dissect it and come at it with some of your guests, you've had great shows all this week. It really helps straighten it out and understand that you can't believe anything that's coming across the national news media. I can't even listen to my local news anymore. You know, maybe for weather, and that's about it, at least for me. So newly they added these five China TV channels, including CGTN, which is China's English news channel, and a documentary channel there. For those of you that already have a Rick satellite system, you will need to do a blind scan or add the parameters for these channels yourself and then scan them in. If you need help doing that, call me, and of course, I'll be happy to do it. Now, some of the other TV channels are there. One of the favorites for Joyce was the 3ABN network. It has several channels, including 3ABN, Daystar, The Word Network, LLBN, Amazing Facts, Amazing Discoveries, Hope Channel, another channel called iFilm English. They play a lot of movies. A lot of them are in foreign languages, dubbed over in English. Jimmy Swaggart's network, the SBN network, Christian Television Network, Victory TV, Trinity Broadcasting, Church Channel. There's a real good children's channel there called Smile of a Child. You can actually let your children watch some of their shows and cartoons and not be worried about what's going to be presented to them or what might come on as a commercial in between the cartoons or the shows. It's a really good family children's channel. And there's a new channel, it's not real new now, it's been there a few months, called Posse TV, and it's a good clean channel, and they play faith-based movies. So once again, we're proud to offer the system. basically, the main thing is to be able to get the conservative patriot talk radio shows like yours, Dave, and many of the others that's on Todd's Waits, Global Star Network, and RBN, and American Voice Radio.
Well, it's amazing, too, Rick, about the number of people that you are able to dial in. When you listen to the Chinese English-speaking TV, and what is there news all sanitized and doctored up? Is that your take when you watch that?
Yeah, it pretty much scripted. I compare it to, once again, I'll call it our national media. Our fake news media, just to be polite. But sure. Now, the only place I can come to get real information is listening to your show or some of the other patriot and conservative shows. I've given up on basically all of the major networks. I'll tune into OAN on the Internet sometimes. Of course, they've been kicked off of DirecTV now as well.
Yes, they have.
So it's interesting. So I would like to talk a little bit about the installation. Okay. It's hard to find installers out in the country to be able to come and hire somebody to do this. DishNet and DirecTV tells their installers, you can't do that. So unless you find one of them, you know, after hours or in a parking lot and ask them to come do it after they're off work, it's hard to find somebody. So most of our customers do install it themselves, and it's not extremely difficult. It's not super easy. You got to have some mechanical ability, willingness to read the instructions, and a good common sense. The satellites are located over the equator. There's one basically every 2 degrees surrounding the Earth, and we're aiming at this one particular one called Galaxy 19, located at 97 degrees west longitude. And for where I'm at in Missouri, right in the middle of Missouri, just east of Kansas City, that's almost due south for me, and then the signal's coming down out of the sky at about a 45-degree elevation angle. So you have to have a clear view of the sky to this satellite for whatever your location is. So if you're further south, the elevation will be higher, and if you're further north, then your elevation might be as low as 35 degrees. So you have to find some place where you can mount the dish outside and aim at that satellite and not have any obstructions. And then you run the coax cable from the satellite dish inside the house to the satellite receiver, hook up the receiver to a TV set. We pre-program the receiver to have all of the channels already stored into it. We put all the English TV stations at the top of the list. The first 20, 25 channels are the English TV channels. We put the Patriot Conservative Talk radio shows at the top of the radio list. And we send all the coordinates and instructions along for getting into the menu and bringing up the signal bars and then aiming the satellite dish in until you get signal on the signal bars. Then you tighten everything down and come inside and start listening and watching the shows on the satellite system.
Okay, now with the 218 or 228 number, you're in Blue Springs.
Correct.
Yep, so I used to do morning drive news at KLSI 93.3, Classy 93, way back in the 80s with Dan and Pam. I don't know if you remember them.
Dan and Pam. I didn't know you back then, but I do remember that.
Yeah, I was one of the news brothers on KLSI. So that was kind of a neat thing, but Blue Springs, I always loved it out there. It's a beautiful area, and you're out there, and you've got the home-based business going on, which I think is really, really neat. And I just talked to my wife about it. We're going to go ahead and order one of these. Folks, you need to do the same thing. And here's another reason why. Let's talk about something about education first off. You know, being able, like Rick just said, to access clean, unadulterated stuff that's not CRT and genderqueer and everything. I mean, just Christian. I mean, just knowing your kids are going to be okay. Watching some of these channels, I mean, that in and of itself is a blessing with all the garbage that's on TV right now, like South Park and The Simpsons, which basically are family degrading type of programs. Here's another thing. Let's talk about national security for a minute. When EMP hits, if you have EMP Shield, there is a product that you can hook up into your coaxial cable, since Rick is providing 100 feet of this. You have the opportunity to put one of these coaxial cable type antenna protection units there on your dish. They sell them at EMPShield.com. If you use the Power Hour code TPH, it will basically allow you 15% discount. It'll protect the antenna from electromagnetic pulse. Now, your receiver, which is plugged into the circuits inside your house, is protected by the EMP shield in your panel, okay? Just so you know, if you have an EMP shield on your panel, I have two of them installed, one on my power pole, one on my main panel in the house. I've got them in both my cars. You know, Rick, this would be a great thing for you to make extra money with, too, as well, because you're an entrepreneur. You understand the principle. And when we're talking about EMP, we're talking about the fact, and this is something that, you know, when you just mentioned this, it just triggered it in my head, Rick. We're talking about a satellite that is over the equator. That's away from North America. It's away from the potential for an EMP attack, which means that if it's not turned into space junk, Galaxy 19 will continue to broadcast information. Now, this is important because of the 100 free TV channels and the foreign programming and all of the Patriot conservative talk radio shows out there. We have the means of communicating with you when all your local media is out. Now, think about that for a minute. As a means of national security to avoid putting your whole family in a state of panic. Does that make sense, Rick?
Yeah, that's amazing. That's why we think the system has such great value overall. And folks have had it for many years. And I love it when I get a call that when they tell me it was one of the neatest things that they've purchased over the years and that they're glad they did. And it's a good feeling to actually offer something that we think has amazing value. We work on very low margins. This is not a big money-making business for us. We try and stay in business selling equipment for big satellite dishes to commercial clients as well. But this is a very important part of making us feel good about things we do every day and working with a lot of fine people and listeners out there that I think are like you or like myself, that are hard-working people that believe in Christianity and don't believe and like what we're being fed from our government. Well, we need alternative sources for this type of information.
Right.
I do want to expand on one other thing. Yeah, it's a great thing about the EMP, and I'm going to go on your site and find out more about it. One of the questions I get from a lot of folks, will I be able to get my local channels, at least for, you know, local weather and news? And, you know, unfortunately, your local stations are not broadcast on the satellite, so you're, thank goodness, you're not actually going to get ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox. You will not get any of the major networks or your local stations on this satellite system, but you will get all the other stuff that we talked about.
Well, that's good to know, and because a lot of people, obviously, we don't want you to just call up just to ask that. But, you know, Rick, I mean, you have a website, rickssatelliteusa.com, and, you know, while with the time we have left, you know, we're going to do some shameless promoting here, because this is the thing. You have a means of getting free TV. If you are subscribing to the internet and you find all of this stuff as useless junk, which a lot of it is, because I would say a majority of the programming on there, now that DirecTV got rid of OAN.
OAN, yeah.
Yeah, now that they got rid of that, I mean, it's like, why would you even want to watch this stuff? You can find out. As a matter of fact, there's on the internet, there's places that you can go and listen to radio stations all over the world. And you can literally see a picture of the globe with all the radio stations there and click on them and dial in. So with a combination of the internet and a combination of a satellite system from RickSatelliteUSA.com, this is a way to basically substitute all of the gobbledygook that you'd be paying DirecTV and Dish and all these other yahoos out there that are woke. You know, I mean, it's the thing. DirecTV canceled One America News Network.
That's
now,
crazy.
For them to do that, it is crazy, Rick. Thank you for that. And so, you know, I have to give you a shout-out because of the fact that this is an ideal way for those of you who want to stay plugged in and get to the truth, because you're not going to get it from mainstream media. I mean, is it really relevant to have all this stuff coming through cable channels? I mean, here's a great excuse to cancel and get right with yourself, get right with your mind, get right with God. So, you know, we appreciate having Rick Kaler on the show. The website is RickSatelliteUSA.com. And, Rick, just give them a little rundown as far as what they get, how they unpack the box when they get it. because you need to call and go on RickSatelliteUSA.com and order it. $269 for what you're going to get, and to be able to get plugged into the truth and stay with it, that is a very cheap investment, folks.
Thank you, Dave, man. Yeah, that's amazing the way you talk about the system. You sound like me. It's a complete satellite system. Satellite dish, a receiver, the installation kit. You can aim it at this satellite, get over 100 free television stations, over 50 free radio stations, no monthly fee, no contract to sign. The government cannot monitor what you're listening to unless you hook it up to the Internet. Then they can. There is possibility with the system. If you have good Internet, you can hook it up to the Internet. There's a free TV channel app in the receiver that would give you access to well over 5,000 streaming Internet and radio channels, like you talked about being able to go on the Internet to listen to those radio channels. There's thousands of channels through the Internet. But if you don't hook it up to the Internet, the government cannot monitor what you're watching or listening to. I think that's a big plus as well. The complete system. Complete system, $269, including the shipping cost. You're probably going to have to install it yourself, or if you have a handyman, somebody at the church. Lots of times, if we can't find somebody, I'll see what church they go to. I'll call the church. I'll talk to the minister and see if they have a handyman in the church or an electrician. Somebody with that sort of mechanical common sense, they're usually able to follow the instructions and do the installation. It's not that hard to install, but it's not the easiest. We think it's a great system. Just being able to have all your Patriot talk radio shows in one place, or at least a lot of them. There's some on the Internet and others available elsewhere, but we've got a great selection between Todd Waits, Global Star Radio Network, the Power Hour Live and two replays, all the other shows that Todd has on, Republic Broadcasting Network, and also American Voice Radio. A lot of our customers don't even go to the TV side. They just listen to the radio shows.
For sure. Well, Rick Kaler, thank you so much for being on the show. 816-228-1801, RickSatelliteUSA.com. God bless you, sir, for all the work you're doing.
God bless you. Happy Memorial Day to all, and I'll just leave you with this. What is red and smells like blue paint?
No,
red paint!
That's a good one, Rick. We'll be back.
Happy Friday, everybody. Feel good Friday.
Against life, probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.